With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They range from low-level street fighters to members of the leadership class. Thousands of Hezbollah terrorists seriously injured by the pagers they were carrying, and at least nine people were killed. The devices delivered a message. Then the BBC's Paul Adams says about 7 seconds later, they exploded.
Pagers were deemed to be a safer, more secure form of communication. That notion has been absolutely shattered. And so this is a physical blow because it has injured, we understand, as many as 3,000 Hezbollah fighters. It has also massively disrupted their communications, and this is a colossal security breach. And one can only imagine has been a huge blow to their morale, too.
It happened in Lebanon. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for what may have been a sophisticated remote attack. Also at SRNnews.com, at long last, the Federal Reserve poised to announce an interest rate cut.
It's up in the air whether we get a rate cut of 0.25% or 0.5%. And I don't ultimately think that is the most important question, because the biggest takeaway here is that interest rates are going to be coming down, and they're going to be coming down a lot in the future months.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says a rate cut expected to be announced later today. Snippets from the campaign trail. Former President Trump promising good things for the U.S. auto industry if he is returned to the White House. Kamala Harris asked if people are better off today than they were 4 years ago. Answers by saying that she was raised as a middle-class kid. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 54 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 21. S&P futures 6 points higher. This is SRN News. Late-term abortions are happening in this country.
In her recent debate with former President Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris said, quote, "Nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion. That is not happening." But in Minnesota, home state of her running mate Tim Walz, the Department of Health reports there have been at least 6 reported abortions in the 9th month of pregnancy and 19 cases of babies who were born alive and left to die between 2015 and 2021. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A political committee behind the campaign to pass a constitutional right to abortion in Florida has filed a lawsuit against a state health care agency. The American Civil Liberties Union and Southern Legal Counsel suing because a Florida agency for health care administration is defending the state's current abortion ban. Voters in the state will consider a referendum in November that would enshrine abortion in the Florida state constitution. This is SRN News. Working its way through Congress, legislation aimed at making sure that new car and truck owners can hear everything that radio has to offer.
The House will hold a markup hearing on several pieces of legislation, including the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2024. It would force manufacturers to install as standard equipment in all new vehicles devices that can access AM broadcast stations. Some car makers want to phase out AM radio, saying there's less demand for it from young drivers. But the bill enjoys bipartisan support, many lawmakers recognizing that AM radio is an essential communications tool during emergencies and for decades has been a major source of news and entertainment for millions of drivers. Bob Agner reporting.
Determined to thwart the threat to their jobs posed by automation, some 45,000 dock workers along the East and the Gulf Coasts are threatening to walk out and go on strike October 1st. More details at SRNnews.com.